Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline, it was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, Florida Man. I mean, we had some good Florida Man stories with the animal welfare thing that got signed in. A booze cruise boat captain rescued a drowning Florida man before then belting out karaoke. Kane, did you see the image on this? It's my dream. It's a floating tiki thing.
Yeah, I know. That's the future of the show, by the way.
Shenanigans. If it's not called shenanigans, I don't want to be part of it. So what happened? The boat operates off the coast of Punta Gorda, Florida. And they had a booze cruise, and a guy was fighting to stay afloat in the water. And it wasn't a drunk guy who fell aboard. He spilled over a railing, hit a rock trying to reach the water. He was bleeding pretty badly. He was like drowning, actively drowning. And so the crew and the passengers came together. They got him out of the water, tended him with their booze cruise first aid kit, and were able to get him into first responders. But they karaoke'd all the way back to shore, which, that's the most Florida thing I think I've ever heard in my life. God love it. So good job, Florida dudes. Let's see. I'm going to do the ambulance one. Sorry. Right. The Florida man in an SUV gets sandwiched between two ambulances. So one ambulance was carrying a person to the hospital, and a Florida driver, he was in his SUV, and it got smashed between two ambulances as one of them was carrying somebody up to the emergency room. It wasn't caused by the Florida man, though. It was actually caused by the ambulance driver. One of the ambulance drivers hit the back of a Nissan and then sent it into the back of another ambulance. And police responded. It was driven by a 23-year-old man. The person in the ambulance was, I think, a 51-year-old. So anyway, long story short, the force of the crash sent the SUV into the back of the first ambulance. Glass debris everywhere. It wrecked both vehicles, totaled both vehicles. Thankfully, nobody was like seriously injured. The Nissan driver was taken to the local hospital for evaluation. Even the people in the ambulance didn't get hurt. So that's pretty.
So they didn't send an ambulance for the two ambulances?
Yeah, you would have to send an ambulance for the two ambulances. Yeah, you're right. You're right there. That's correct. That is correct. Let's see. I got to talk about this one. A Florida man says that he wants to smash you to pieces to a Coral Springs man in a fight over puppies. I mean, who wouldn't fight over puppies? That's the bigger question. But anyway, what ended up happening is Coral Springs, Florida, this story, stop with your stupid pop-ups. A dispute over family puppies escalated into a violent outburst that led to the arrest of a Coral Springs man. Andre Barone, he pushed his wife into a banister, spat in her face, and threatened to hit her with a chair. It's like his WWE. The fight, police said, began after the couple's daughter became upset and said she no longer wanted to be part of the family. And I guess it was all over puppies. Somebody injured their thumb, chairs at doors, blah, 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 fear, blah, blah, blah. So she hit back, but both were treated. He was detained, released on bond with no contact order issued. Over puppies? Like, I'm sorry. Get your life together. If your daughter says that, tell her to grow up, shut up, and behave. I'm done with this. You don't have to descend into this madness. Good heavens. So, let's see. We've got a man kidnapped his ex-girlfriend after placing a tracking device in her car and shoving her in the trunk. Well, if she's in your trunk, you don't really need a tracking device, do you? I mean,
that's not how it went.
Well, yeah. This guy, Leon Emiro, placed a tracking device in the victim's car and then tossed her in the trunk. I don't think that's how tracking devices work. Goldco Precious Metals. You know, with the economic uncertainty that we have been facing for, gosh, I don't know how long, Well, now you need something tangible. And this is where, I mean, these hard assets offer real security. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. You can get educated before you invest. Goldco makes it easy. They have a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Breaks down everything you need to know about how precious metals can fit into your financial strategy. And you can unlock bonus silver, exclusive bonus silver. If you qualify, Goldco is going to match your investment with unlimited bonus silver. No taxes, no penalties. Confidence in uncertain times, that's what these hard assets offer. Visit DanaLikesGold.com today and join the thousands upon thousands of people like me who've called Goldco the number one rated gold company. And right now you can get a free copy of their 2025 gold kit, gold and silver kit. And on top of that, you could also qualify for and get unlimited bonus silver. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
I know you guys have heard about this. Grading for equity. Have you guys heard about grading for equity?
No.
So this is one of the things that they're looking at doing in San Francisco schools to grade equity. They got such backlash on it that they had to start reversing it. They were launching a pilot program that was going to grade. It was going to reform how they grade, right? It was a pilot program that was going to reform how they graded. And this was per Newsweek. It was a sweeping change. It was going to be implemented this fall. Now, when this first came out, let me just indicate to you how, or explain how hot the pushback was. Because it was, what's today's date? Today's what, the 29th? This is 2 days ago. So they announced that they were going to implement the changes to their grading system, and it was going to be this fall. And you know, you have your traditional methods. You know, I think, what is a grading scale typically? It's like 90 to 100 is A, right? 80 to 89
roughly,
is B.
That's, it's not how it's always been, but roughly.
I don't understand why you would be like, well, 89 to whatever. No, no, no. The 80s were Bs, the 90s were As, the 70s were Cs, the 60s were Ds, and the 50s were Fs, right?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
The A plus and the A minuses too, yeah.
Well, that's towards the end of the scale. So like A plus was like, I think, 95 and up. And A was 95, like in the mid range.
Yep.
Well, I think it was actually 97 and up was A plus, or 98 up was A plus.
Right.
And mid range was A. And then A minus was lower into the 90s.
Yep.
Same thing with B and all that. I don't know why we had to make it stupid. So anyway, you have San Francisco public high schools. They were going to replace these methods, right? Get this, get this, get this. They were going to allow students to pass with scores as low as 41%. 41%. And they called it their, quote, grading for equity push. For real. And they attempted a pilot of this in 2023 at This is in Bay Area, Dublin Unified School. They were going to attempt a pilot program of this. Well, they did. And they removed zeros for missing assignments. Oh my gosh, I'm going to throw myself off my chair onto the floor. They would literally just put zeros for missed. They would remove zeros for missed assignments, and then they would give a minimum. Oh my gosh, a minimum of 50% for any reasonably attempted work. So if it looked like they kind of attempted it reasonably, you couldn't give them anything lower than a 50. Now, San Francisco, right? You would think of all the places where this would fly, it'd be San Francisco. But I think even nut jobs that vote for needles and feces have limits. The plan, apparently, so one of the first things that went wrong with this plan is that the superintendent, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, which was to subject it to a public vote by the Board of Education. So that's number one. This affected like 10,000 some odd students. It also got rid of homework. Classroom participation that has nothing to do with your final grade. Homework had nothing to do with your final grade. Classroom participation had nothing to do with your final grade. And you basically got your grade on one final exam and you could take it as many times as you need to. Attendance didn't affect your grade. Punctuality didn't affect your grade. Not even kidding. This is what they tried to say. This was Joe Feldman. It was a local nonprofit called... that was behind Grading for Equity. And this is what he wrote. Quote, if our grading practices don't change, the achievement and opportunity gaps will remain for the most vulnerable students. If we are truly dedicated to equity, you know, we've got to, I'm shocked by this. What? So wait a minute. It is that I think the phrase coined was the bigotry of lowered expectations. If there is a deficiency with any demo for achievement, then why do you not look at those administrating it? Why do you immediately assume that the students are stupid and thus can't meet a higher bar? And so you have to lower the bar because you're just assuming they're too stupid to actually do better. That is so unbelievably offensive. And it's bigoted. It's bigoted. So like you, I'm amazed at this. So anyway, long story short, the parents lost their minds, as a parent would, right? And they've already now started canceling it. It's been 2 days. They canceled it. They said you're diluting academic standards. Let me ask you guys this. You're in a doctor's office. Do you want to have your guts operated on by a doctor that was graded for equity or graded for merit?
Absolutely merit.
Why are you such a racist? This is where DEI gets you. This is where DEI gets you. Wait, is it more important to have a doctor who's a doctor and got their PhD and can operate on guts because of merit and the application of skills in the classroom, residency, etc.? Or do you want someone who is qualified to operate your guts solely based upon what genitals they pretend to have? You see what I'm saying? Like, you see where this goes? Okay. They were going to roll this out literally this fall. And I'm just shocked. They actually slammed it in San Francisco. They stopped it in San Francisco. I guess they were, that's crazy even for them. Now, Lorraine says her county does, this is nuts. Listen to this. Lorraine says her county does the same thing. That 50% is the lowest grade a kid can get. Are you kidding me? You can't get a zero. She said teachers have to give makeup worksheets that allow the kid to pass the class at the last minute. Some kids need a flunk. In our house, we were sink or swim. In our house, if you have an 85, that's an F. I consider anything 85 below an F. Don't care. Because, you know, if you're involved, you know what your kid's putting into it. There's no reason. There's no reason for you to waste the God-given intelligence you have and not be your best and apply your hardest. I told my kids, life is an employer. What you put into it is what you get out of it. Yeah. If you don't want to put into it anything, then you're not going to get nothing out of it. And you would rather grind hard for a short period of time in your youth and then reap the dividends later on in life. Why set yourself up for success? You don't have to worry about stuff when you're 50 years old. I'm just in, I can't believe how, now, like, she's in Maryland, so that, why does that not shock me? But in San Francisco, they ended it. In Maryland, they didn't. Wow. And she said that's why so many colleges now, they have to offer remedial reading and math. No, we were hardcore. I don't do the, I'll just do your best. No, I don't do that. I know what you can do. I'm your mother. I grew you in my belly. I gave birth to you. I homeschooled you. I raised you. I know exactly what you're capable of. So we don't do this, just do your best, because I know a lot of times your best ain't your best. I know what your best is. It's my job. That's my job as a parent. I know what your best is. So I want to see your best. Not what you say your best is. I want to see your best. So no, we don't do this. We've like dumbed everything down in terms of education. This is terrifying to think about, because, you know, one day when I'm old and decrepit and I don't want to work anymore, or I'm not fit for camera or whatever, you know, I would like to just like live the good life. Can la dolce vita. I would like to live the good life. You know, I like to relax and, you know, do whatever it is those people do when they get to be that age and chill and have dogs and go feed the birds and whatever.
I think that's probably the most common.
But we're not going to be able to do that if we don't have anybody who can't operate on our guts, because it's all this equity grading and we don't got no doctors and we don't have nobody that can run anything. Oh my gosh. It's just a nightmare. This is scary. This stuff is scary. And I don't know what they think. They're not serving students that way. A lot of people don't like, they don't like the adversity that sometimes can create. The trial of having to try your hardest and go through it. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec. The new Gen 3 Sub 2K, specifically from Kel-Tec. Made in America. American parts. American labor. And this is the new third gen. It folds fast. Optics stay in place. You don't have to detach anything. And you can deploy it super fast, zeroed and ready. And it's available now in 10 millimeter, which is pretty awesome. Got all kinds of calibers, a variety, but it's more versatile now, even with the new 10 millimeter chambering. Single twist and fold motion of that rotating fore end. That's how it folds quickly in half, optics and all. And just as quickly deploys, zeroed, ready to rock. Folds down to 16 and a half inches for easy storage and transport. Takes Glock mags. You got a simple, reliable blowback design. So you have ease of maintenance, consistent performance, internal buffer for softer recoil, lighter 5-pound trigger pull. You have that integrated M-lock. You get the rails up top for accessories. Ideal for literally anything. Kel-Tec makes everything right here in the US of A. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Again, it's the Gen 3 Sub 2K 10mm, KELTECWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Kentucky. Well, a bear fell through the attic and was found sitting on a stove in a Kentucky home. Literally just sitting on the stovetop. Wildlife officials had to help remove the black bear, found just chilling in the kitchen. It was a very clumsy break-in. Game warden responded to a call early morning inside of this Kentucky home. They had to get Fish and Wildlife out there. The bear, I mean, literally sitting right on top of the stove. Like, fell through the seat, like, sitting right there on top of the stove, just chilling. Like, cooking itself or something. What are you doing, bear? They were able to successfully get the bear out. Skittles removed color additive additives from candies. I didn't even know that they had these in there. What was one of the...
Red 40.
Yeah, but they also had like titanium something or other.
Oh, okay.
Titanium dioxide. Isn't that in sunscreen? I'm positive that's in sunscreen.
It sounds like it would be.
I'm pretty sure it is.
The dioxide part.
It brightens the colors of the candy. It's been banned over in Europe forever. Now, of all the things to be like Europe on, I don't know why the left never took up the healthier food option factor, but whatever, you know. Let's see. A massive glacier collapse triggered a landslide that buried a Swiss village. It's in Blatten, Switzerland. They were evacuated earlier this month. A nearby glacier was on the brink of collapse, and they said that another one might become unstable. But it happens from time to time, sending rock, mud, and ice crashing into the village of Blatten. And there's it's the Birch Glacier is what it is. They had some cracks in the ice. Bears attack you in every country, apparently. Bear in Kentucky, bear in Slovenia. A bear attacked a woman and left her in critical condition. It was on the edge of a forest. I'm not even going to pronounce. And it retreated into the forest after the attack, and they've advised residents to stay away from the forest and be cautious. I swear there's like a M. Night Shyamalan or whatever movie about this. Can you imagine? Don't go into the woods. There's a bear, he eats you. Facebook, Apple, Google, Netflix, all hit by a massive login and password data leak. What is it? How many millions of passwords?
200 million.
Oh my.
200 million.
So probably ours.
Yeah.
Do you gotta change everything?
I think so.
Jeez, it's annoying.
Kind of have to do that regularly anyway.
You know, like, I know, but it's still annoying.
But you have grown adults who are using these products too. Is there a way to do this where grown adults could still have access to these products?
No, we don't want adults having this either. What are you, crazy? You want to go home and eat a bag of this tonight? See if you're here tomorrow? This is what we focus on, kids.
Are you kidding me?
Because that's where they built the shops. But adults are buying this stuff too. Make no mistake. We want to protect the 20 and the 30 and the 40 and the 50-year-olds too. We don't want anybody buying anything off the shelf that could kill them or ruin their mental state for the rest of their life.
What?
The young man who was 22, who stepped in front of a train after he ate some of this junk, he wasn't a kid. He was an adult. That's crazy talk. That's the kind of talk, the reason why we're
Dan
here.
Patrick is media a freak. Dan Patrick, you are a redacted moron. You are an absolute, completely. That is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Take that R after you, your name. Take it off. Welcome back to the program. I hate this issue because it makes me sound like Cheech and Chong. I don't consume it. I just hate authoritarians with the burning passion of a thousand suns. Also, this is the same formulaic garbage argument that gun control uses. They just switch out guns, and then they use THC. Welcome back to the program. Why am I mad? Because you have red state Republicans that are no different from Democrats. So that's the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who's soft on guns, too, for the most part. He's been on the show, and we've talked. We've had some discussions about it. This is dumb. It's like hearing Joe Biden talk about guns. So what Texas did, and I guess they're sending it to Greg Abbott's desk, and we're watching you, Greg Abbott, is they want to ban something that they legalized, and then they decided they don't want to keep it legal anymore. And it's the THC stuff, and this is where Kane's going to have to weigh in on some of it. We're not talking about smoking the joints, okay? That's not what this is. The bill has nothing to do with that. It is not about smoking the joints. It's not about that. It is not a bill that says thou canst take thy joints in the public and smoke thy joints. That's not what this is. It doesn't do any of that. It doesn't allow that. It doesn't legalize that. This has to do, what do they call it? Like the consumables, Kane. Mm-hmm. Like the, I don't even know what all, I only heard they it talked it about.
Edibles.
Like with,
yeah, edibles.
I don't even know what all is edible. I literally don't even know. I just know that there are a lot of veterans that do it. We got a lot of people in our family that served. And we have a family member that didn't and just enjoys the edible stuff.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with them. Listening to Dan Patrick talk, they ate one of these marijuana bears and they died. They had a marijuana gummy and it made them dumb and it fried their brain and it's covered with scar tissue now.
But his example wasn't even a direct, like, he ate it and died from it. He ate it and then walked in front of a train, and then the train killed him. So that's his justification.
But is it the amount? So this is what everybody who knows way much more about this tells me, because I've asked a lot of people. The amount of the THC that's in this stuff is already super highly regulated. And even however much, like, you consume, it's all super highly regulated. Then your dude was on something else, apparently, because that is not enough, apparently, to do it.
I'm no doctor, but I think you would get diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
First, yeah. Before you got lethally high.
We have a family member. I don't want to out anybody, because now they could go to jail for a year if Greg Abbott signs this. Can you imagine that? You have a gummy bear that has, like, the THC in it. You literally will go to jail for a year. Not even exaggerating. That's literally, we wanted property tax relief. But the loser Republicans in Austin, who I'm not voting for anymore, I'm not voting for another Texas Republican. I'm done. I don't give a rat's. I don't care. I'm not voting for any more of it. You didn't give me my property tax relief. I don't have enough fingers on my hands to tell you how I feel about that. So long story short, we were out to dinner, and I saw a family member that we were having dinner with take something out of their bag. Well, as a woman. And I was like, what is that? Because I don't know. I have wine and then I play video games and that's what I do, right? And I'm like, what's that? I don't know. God help me. I had no idea. I'm like a Martian with this stuff. She was like, oh, it's my gummy. And I looked at it and I swear to you, I could see the sugar crystals on it. It was like, and I'm like that. I'm like, how do you know that you're just not getting a sugar rush from that? And she's like, she's not a felon. She's not, you know, it's not killing her. She's not walking in front of trains because she's probably, you know, nothing like that. But you're right. I'm like, and I asked her, I was like, well, how much sugar is in there? I can't even remember. She had a bag of them and looked at the bag, and I just remember it was like an ungodly amount of sugar. It was like equal to Sour Patch Kids. It was like having a sour, like the amount of sugar was equal to that of a Sour Patch Kid. And I'm like, why does it have so much sugar? And she's like, oh, because it tastes really bitter. And she's like, that's why it has like the sugar and stuff on it. And I'm like, I think the sugar is probably bad for you, but okay, you know, each to their own. But you have Dan Patrick out here, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, like, if you have one of the marijuana, and that's not even THC. No, again, no one's out there smoking pot. All the propaganda that you've been hearing about it is absolute BS. I've been getting emails from people who are trying to argue me away from this, and they have no idea what they're talking about. And one of them copied and pasted another stupid clueless editorial and then tried to pass it off as their own email. And I'm like, I really want to out you right now, but I'm not going to. Long story short, it's literally everything that he's saying is such a lie. It's like, it makes James Comey honest. That's how bad it is.
And what I heard him say was just like, we don't want adults to make their own decisions. We don't want that to happen. We, the state of Texas, are going to stop adults from making their own decisions. That's what I heard.
This is what my friend David Burge goes. Texas has a projected $25 billion projected budget surplus, and this blinking third-rate clown televangelist wants to spend it all on a weed gummy SWAT patrol to put Willie Nelson behind bars. Lower my property taxes, says every single Texan. The legislature, reefer madness.
I can reach out to Dan Patrick's office if you want me to.
Yeah, let's reach out to Dan Patrick's office. Yeah. Let's see if we can get him on, like, pronto. Oh, really? He's probably not going to. I'm mad at him. I am super mad at him. Absolutely. I'm going to read him the Riot Act. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm not and then do it later when he's on air. I'm just going to be very honest about it right now. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. It's dumb. It really is dumb. And the whole reason, and this is what gets me with this whole issue, they made it legal, and thousands of stores were selling it to adults, and they were only selling it, and they had only opened because the legislature, the state government, had legalized it. And now they want to criminalize it after legalizing it. It's like a pistol brace, you know? We're going to legalize it, says the ATF. Yeah, you can totally do it. Oh, no, we're not going to anymore. You're a felon. It's the same thing. I mean, It is, for people who say that it's addictive, I don't know what you're smoking, but that's not anything that I've read. We're going to disagree on it, and you're not going to convince me. We very much disagree with it about this in my house. I just don't like the government telling you what to do and what not to do. And I got really militaristic about this after COVID, when I was told I had to take shots. And I turned down a major professional opportunity in New York City. I had to go to New York. They wanted me to go to New York for a meeting. This was like, you know, right when lockdown started lifting. And I was told that I had to show proof of vaccination to even get in the building for the meeting that these people had requested. And they were paying for it. They were flying me out there and doing all this stuff. And they wanted to have this big meeting, and there was going to be like a contract offer and all of this stuff. I just had to show proof of vaccination. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I mean, hell, I probably couldn't even get in a cab and gotten there. And I had said, I'm like, I had already had it. I already had the, which I did. I had coronavirus. I have natural immunity. That apparently didn't exist conveniently for that. No, I had to show proof of this. So I get really, really, really hardcore about authoritarian forcing of stuff like this. But this idea that no one's selling it to kids. This, kids are not buying this any more than they're buying alcohol or cigarettes. And I'm going to tell you something. And I made mention of this on X. Parent, you know, maybe parent. That's the thing. This is stupid. This is like the gun ban argument. Kids are not buying this any more than alcohol or cigarettes or anything else. And if they are, do your job as a parent and parent instead of idiotically expanding government to pick up your slack as a deadbeat parent. Harsh words, and I mean every syllable. Oh, I've raised kids. My kids are actually straight edge. They don't even have, one of them's not even old enough yet, but my oldest is, and he doesn't even drink. I have no idea how that happened. He just doesn't. It's not like we're like big partiers or anything like that. Like we'll have wine with dinner, but he just doesn't want to, and that's totally fine. But, you know, parent, it's not the government's responsibility to make sure that your kid's not out there doing something they're not supposed to be doing. I love all of these. Yes, I'm a conservative. I'm limited government. Oh, but I only so much. I need the government to raise my kid for me. Mike, I don't have to worry about my kids doing that because I parented. So, no. I mean, this is just, I find it asinine. And I'm mad because they could have... How many sessions have they had now to do something, anything about property taxes?
Oh my gosh. They've had plenty of opportunity. They've only put forth like Democrat causes for some reason and ignored all the important Republican ones. Mm-hmm.
This whole thing enrages me, and to hear them talk about it, it is so cringe. It is so cringe. You have alcohol that kills more people than THC, but you know, I guess big alcohol is paying them too much to not ban that. This is like, it's like a form of prohibition. It absolutely is. All they're going to do is just empower the cartels that they claim to be so hardcore in fighting. All they're going to do is empower the cartels, and they're going to create a whole black market. A whole black market. That's exactly what it is. I mean, there are so many people when I have talked about this that say, yes, my wife has a condition. She doesn't want to take opioids. So she will use THC, or I have, you know, veterans that will say, you know, I do this, you know, I used it temporarily when I came back, etc. I didn't want to go on like, what is it? Lexapro, whatever that is. I don't even know. This is not limited government, and it's not conservative at all. This is Tipper Gore reefer madness nonsense. That's exactly what this is. And anyone who supported this that calls himself a Republican in Texas, you should change your party affiliation. Change your party affiliation. Any one of these people, the next time any one of them requests Kane to come on the show, we need to make sure I'm going to see how they voted on this and where they are on property taxes. And then I'm going to publicly shame them and their comm staff on social media for daring to beg for airtime after you screwed over Texas voters like this. So I'm done with you. Consider me an enemy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.